Darren Morris in the morning. Good morning on the Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio breakfast. It's Wednesday morning all across the UK. I am so excited. It feels like I've been waiting weeks and weeks to finally speak to this guy, Ben Henner. How are you doing? All right, man?
Really good, mate. Thanks a lot for inviting me to talk, man. It's cool.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for taking some time out of what is, I imagine, a massively busy schedule to come and chat to us.
Yeah, it has been pretty hectic, but it's been a brilliant experience so far, you know, and getting to do all this stuff is stuff that dreams are made of for me. So, yeah, it's been cool.
Totally. And I mean, have you, like, actually slept since the weekend?
No, I did get a few minutes to kind of, well, about 45 minutes to sit in my bed and just sort of sat there with my eyes open thinking, what is going on with my life? So, yeah, it was less of a sleep and more of a sort of sitting down and thinking about things. But, yeah, I'm sure I will sleep at some point.
Nice. Yeah, you will. When you're dead, eventually, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So what happened, like, the night that you won then? Because obviously we're watching on the TV and we see the whole, like, moment that Dermot says your name and it sends, like, shivers down everybody's spine and you're so happy about it. And then what kind of happens? Did you have a massive whirlwind night? Did you go partying?
Do you know what? No, I haven't. I don't want to let anyone down, but no, I kind of went up to a little bit of a party upstairs, had a few drinks with my family, nothing too major, and then rushed off to a hotel and kind of had to get up the next morning to do a load of crazy stuff. So got back to the hotel about 3 o'clock, as I say, sat down for about 45 minutes and then straight off to do a load of press stuff. But it's been brilliant, man. I'm just running on adrenaline at the moment.
Oh, man, so you've not done the whole going out getting drunk thing yet then?
No, I'm going to save that until Christmas time. I think I'm going to have when I get with my family and stuff like that, we're going to crack out the bottles and, maybe go for it around Christmas.
Good man. But I suppose you've kind of had a good few weeks now of people recognising you and being out in clubs and people stopping you and taking pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, the support's been amazing, you know, and being, that's what's blowing my mind really, because, you know, I'm just a normal sort of bloke and you see people stopping you and, you know, can I get a photo with you and stuff? And you're just like, yeah, it's cool. Like, it's amazing. The support I've had has been fantastic.
Over the past couple of weeks, like watching you, there's been so much of those I'm just a normal bloke kind of moments. I'm just a normal bloke. I drive a van. I'm just a normal guy. And it's so lovely to see you, like, blossom and become in this, like, beautiful musical butterfly. It's very nice to see.
I appreciate it. Beautiful musical. I'm going to have that as a quote on the album.
Yes, please do. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome to that on the front. What's, like, the weirdest point of being becoming super famous then? What's the weirdest thing that's happened?
I think it's just, doing sort of, you know, I've done some morning TV and stuff like that, and obviously doing radio shows and stuff, you know. Normally I'm the bloke watching the TV and listening to the radio, and now I'm the bloke who's on it. So that's probably been the most weird experience so far.
Have you got back to your house, got back to, like, the flat or, like, back to a hotel and you've been on the TV?
No, luckily I've not. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's one of them things where you hear yourself talking or you see yourself talking, you're like, oh my God, you know, I mean, I don't like to see it. But no, I haven't yet seen myself. I haven't yet heard the single on the radio yet or anything. So,
oh, you know, that's going to happen very soon. That's exciting. Did you watch them? You know, when X Factor's repeated on ITV2?
Yeah.
During the day, did you ever, like, sit and watch that at home?
Yeah, occasionally I kind of used to watch over the performances and stuff when we used to do it, you know, because you want to see kind of what you've done and maybe pick up on some things that you didn't do so well and kind of improve those for the next performance. But it's not a case where I sit there and just kind of watch myself over and over and think, wow, this is amazing.
You're allowed to do that, Ben, it's fine.
Thank you, yeah, it's, I do totally do it, fine. I'm only joking, I do it all the time.
Shall we play your song on the radio right now then? Shall we make that moment happen?
Please do, Dale, that'd be incredible.
Have you done much introducing your song on the radio yet?
No, I haven't yet got the chance to do that.
Because it's quite a skill, I think.
Yeah.
Some people nail it, some people not so much.
Okay, no pressure.
So I'm just going to let you go ahead. I'm going to hand the radio over to you and let you go for it.
Okay, this is my new single. I can't believe I'm saying it. This is my new single, Something I Need, by me, Ben Henner.
Ben Henner, Something I Need, Wednesday, 17th of December, on the Hits Radio. The man himself, X Factor winner Ben Henner, joins us via satellite right now. Thank you very much for chatting to us, man.
No worries, mate. It was cool. Thank you very much for inviting me down.
And this whole winner's song thing, One Republic song originally, obviously, and those guys have been so behind you on this, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, absolutely. You know, it's an honour to actually get to sing one of their songs. You know, they're incredible, absolutely incredible. And Ryan Tedder, obviously, an amazing songwriter. So, yeah, just honoured to be able to release that as my own single.
Because I saw a tweet from those guys to you saying, like, good luck with it, man, you're killing it, this is awesome. And I guess along the ride, not just now, but along the ride, there's been a lot of celebrities and I guess people that you admire coming out and backing you. That must feel quite weird.
Yeah, that's really surreal, you know, but the whole experience for me has made my head spin, really, and it's difficult to get your head around it. But, stuff like that, you know, celebrities and stuff kind of tweeting you and kind of speaking to you and stuff and giving their support, you know, I never dreamed that would happen, so it's been amazing.
Does one person stick out in your mind and you think, oh, God, I cannot believe they actually like me or know who I am or talk to me at a party or something?
Do you know what? There's a good few, but some weird ones. I mean, there was Wayne Rooney tweeted about me, which I thought was insane. You know, it's crazy to have that sort of notice from him. And Cheryl Ferguson, who plays Heather from EastEnders, that was a pretty cool one.
I love that. Yeah. I thought you were going to go like Dalai Lama, Barack Obama.
No, of course, you know, they all laugh. They've all pipped in, but, you know, nothing beats Heather from EastEnders. She was incredible.
Good man, good man. And you and Wayne Rooney, you could become like best mates now. He loves hanging out with pop stars.
Listen, do you know what? The chance to maybe have a drink with him or whatever would be unbelievable, because he's kind of a hero of mine as well. So, yeah, that'd be great. If he's listening, let's go for a drink, Wayne.
Let's do that. Let's make that happen. Let's definitely make that happen. X Factor Tour is next, then, I guess.
Yes.
On the horizon. Yeah. Are you excited about this? Nervous?
Mate, I'm over the moon. To actually get to go around and play arenas up and down the country, you know, to the people that have supported us through our journey, and particularly supported me through my journey. Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to go out there, keep music live and get playing to the fans. So that's the incredible thing.
Totally. And you can stride in there as the winner as well. How good is it going to be, like, being around those people? Yeah, I won it.
Yeah, it's not one of those things. You know, we're all so happy for each other, and I think everybody done ridiculously well. You know, the talent was so strong in this year's competition, and it's an honour to be on the stage with any of those guys. So we're all really going to enjoy it, and I'm sure we're all really looking forward to playing for everybody who's out there.
Definitely. And now that you're a mega superstar and a big time schleb, you've got to start thinking about riders and stuff like that. I guess, like, the first opportunity to have a good proper rider will come on the X Factor Tour, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So what's on it? What are we going for?
Do you know what, man? Just a coffee. Just a nice coffee. Yeah. It'll be good. And maybe you know, some sort of chocolate bar.
Everybody says this. Everybody goes, oh no, I just want a coffee and some water. Yeah. And maybe a little apple or something like that. Man, come on, lobster and champagne.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the lobster could be good. Yeah, bring it all down. Whatever you can get down there. Lobster, yeah, I'm gonna use lobster.
Let's go for that. That lobster. That's gonna be your new, like, your new thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. Man, it's been such a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for talking and that. And it's been, I said that whole, like, musical butterfly thing, which sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Wonderful.
But it has been an absolute joy to watch you come into your own over the past couple of weeks, and see you go to victory is just, it's a joy. It really is.
Thank you so much, Dale, man. Honestly. Cheers for that, dude.
Thank you very much, my friend. Have an enjoyable Christmas, and we'll catch up in the new year, I guess.
Yeah, you too. Take care,
man. Morris, in the morning. Good morning on the Hits Radio.